What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, and everybody knows Mike Jones. Who? Well, he's not Mike on today. Jones. We got somebody else. We got his cousin on today. But Brad, man, what are we talking about?
Man, we're gonna talk about hard work today. And quote of the day is, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Boom. I like that, man. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battle. Mental battle.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, Brad and Dwayne, man. And we don't have Mike Jones, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. We got D Jones in the building. Man, super excited about this episode, man. If you are watching live in the group, man, give us a shout, give us a holler. And if you're listening to it later on the podcast or watching on YouTube, man, make sure you leave us a comment, leave us a review. Let us know that you are watching. So, Brad, man, who is this guy, man? I think I knew him before you, but I'm going to let you kind of kick it over to him.
Indeed, you did. You actually made the introduction, but I'm going to pass it off to my man, D Jones, played in the National Football League. All right. I want you to tell us about yourself. I want you to, you know, tell why you're here. Why are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm here because y'all asked me to be on. Listen, man, I David Jones, originally from South Carolina, man, had the opportunity to go play college football and, you know, even a bigger blessing and opportunity to go play in the National Football League for 6 years, transitioning to the from the, you know, football field to the entrepreneurial space. And now I currently work in tech. My second love outside of football has always been staying in shape. So obviously it tracks well with why I'm here today, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man. Good stuff, B. So here's the thing, man. I watched you do an interview somewhere else, and and what stood out to me was you was like, I don't even like football like that. So take us back.
Yeah.
Get us to that, man. Cause like you're talking about somebody in the league. Like, I love football, but I ain't make it to the league, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think, well, let me clarify that, right? I fell in love with the game. I think that, you know, as a young boy raised in a single parent household with a mom, we weren't watching football on Monday nights. We wasn't watching it on Saturday mornings. We wasn't watching it on Sunday nights, right? All day Sunday. So I wasn't really introduced to it until later, right? I originally started playing football because of girls. if I'm being honest, right? Like, there was a quick story. There was a cheerleading list for girls who were, you know, going out for cheerleading right next to the guys who were going to sign up for football. So I saw a bunch of the girls saying they were going to be cheerleaders and a bunch of my friends signing up for football. So I said, well, I guess I'm gonna put my name on this list. and that's how it happened, man. I went home and I told my mom I was going to play football, and she was like, what? Like, mind you, this was high school.
Right.
This is high school, right? Most people grow up playing football, little league, you know, playing rec league. Wasn't the case for me, man. I was athletic. I ran track. I was fast, but never had the opportunity. Uh-oh.
You good?
Is that
good?
Me? Okay. Never had the opportunity to play football, so I never did it. And so it was just something that I started to do. There we go.
You're cutting in and out, but we can still hear your audio really well. So just keep rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
But no,
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. We got you clear.
Nice.
We got you
clear. Nice.
But no, so you know, I know B. I'm stepping all on B's toes right now. Good. He's ready to talk, man. But what I really like though, you know, because not only did you play, because I was actually watching, you know, Instagram, you'd be watching all of them stories and stuff. So I was, you know, how David Robinson had like a 16-inch, you know, growth spurt. You know, he didn't even play basketball until like his senior year, man. So that kind of reminds me of the same story. So not having the background, jumping into it, how was that transition? Like, did you adapt quickly? I mean, obviously you earned a scholarship. So we'll talk about that a little bit.
I wouldn't say I adapted quickly. It was a couple of days where I was like, this is not for me. I actually ended up playing defense because I was like, I'd rather hit people than get hit. Like, I'm not signing up for that. But again, I think athleticism transfers well to the football field. But again, I think the knowledge of the game, well, I'll say athleticism can only get you so far. Mm. You have to become a student of the game. You have to actually love the sport to do well in it. But for me, it was camaraderie. I was able to spend a lot of time with my friends. It gave us something to talk about. It gave me a new perspective, right? Introduced me to a world that I otherwise hadn't known. So for me, it was one of those things where, and my mom was real big on, you start something, you don't quit it. Right. So even though those days I wanted to quit because I was like, this is not for me. It's hot out here. Right. Like, and playing football in South Carolina is humid.
Yeah.
My cleats are wet, like from sweat, and just it's just like, nah, I'd rather be in a court on the court playing basketball. But unfortunately, I wasn't 6'5". Mm. And going to the NBA wasn't going to happen for me. So, yeah, that's why I stuck with it. You know, even getting a scholarship, I really wanted to go originally to school to run track and play football. But again, football for me was a way to pay for school. I didn't come from, you know, a silver spoon. I know I wasn't going to, my mom didn't have some secret college fund for me. So, you know, playing football was a means to an end for me, an opportunity to get out of Greenville, South Carolina and do something else.
That's incredible. And I just wanted to look this up because, you know, to make it to any professional sport is nearly impossible. And I don't think anybody really understands that. You know, you go to a small hometown and you always have those local leagues, like my son's going all the way.
Right.
And it's just so far from the truth. And I just wanted to look this up. There's a 0.016% chance to make it to the National Football League. I just want our listeners to hear that because it takes so much commitment. And you talk about making that commitment. You talk about, you know, starting something and following through. And, you know, it's so relatable to fitness because Dwayne and I's world, we come from the world of we do 8-week challenges. And everybody's tapped in on day one. Brand new start on January 1st. Everybody's tapped in on day one. And they start that thing. You know, whether it's chasing that dream of a means to an end with football, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's going for that big promotion, right? Day one is exciting, man. It's all shiny and it's all glamorous. But what happens on day two? Yeah, the excitement, the luster kind of wears down a little bit. So yep. I want to talk about longevity here. All right, you were in the league for how long?
I played in the league for 6 years.
That's a long time. And now don't get me wrong. Listeners at home, 6 years in the National Football League playing with guys like Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs. Don't get me wrong. 6 years is a long time. Like Tom Brady is like the outlier here. Did you ever get to play against TB12?
I did, man. I played against a lot of greats, man. And it was amazing. Awesome. And it's, you know, to your point about, you know, just sticking to it. I think one of the things that I've seen, right? Like even with college football, there's 150 guys that come out, you know, walk-ons, people with scholarships, the first day of camp. And then the last day of camp, a couple guys are missing. You come in the next day, lockers are empty, right? And it's just like the NFL, whether it's forced or, you know, whether it's forced upon you or it's a choice, you start camp with 100, you know, 100 something guys. And then by the end, obviously it's down to 53, whether it's their choice or the teams. But yeah, I think people always want the success, right? Like they want the success. I want the six pack. I want I want the quads popping. I want the big chest. But they don't realize the effort that it takes to get there, right? It's not just a pill you could take and wake up the next day. Cause if that was the case, I would do it, right? Like if that was the case, there's no such thing as instant success. But for me, it's always been about the journey, which is why I still am heavily into fitness, right? Like the preparation that goes into it, right? It's I love that aspect. The game part is good, but that's only a very small percentage of what you're preparing for, right? Like you can prep for months in the off season just for one game. You can prep for a few days, like a whole week just for one game on Sundays. So remembering, I always say this, and it sounds cliche, but like remembering your why. It's something that always has to remain true, right? Like you always have to remember your why, because if you forget it for even one second, right? Like your focus changes, your focus slips, and then you forget and you don't care about your goals anymore, because undoubtedly there's going to be some days where you don't feel like doing something, right? Like you just don't, right? You just don't feel like it. You're like, I don't want to go to the gym, and you have every excuse not to go, but you still, you know what I mean? You still go, right? Because you remember your why. So, yeah, that's key.
I call it the burn, man. It's that burning sensation to get to that next level, man. And it's always there if you want it, you know, and you have to want it too, because like a lot of people will say they want it, man. Talk is cheap. Talk is extremely cheap. Right. And, you know, at the beginning of that journey, when you have the idea of what could be, man, you'll be tapped in and you'll do exactly what any coach or any person that you look up to.
Yeah,
you'll do whatever they tell you to do.
Absolutely.
But on day 10, that burn, that burning sensation, it's a little duller, right?
That's where
discipline comes into place. And it's so hard to explain to somebody that hasn't tapped into that discipline, because it's not something that you just snap a finger or it just magically happens overnight. It's consistently putting in the reps. Now, I'm somebody that believes by the prep, rep, repeat mentality, right? Or the mantra. And this is something that I came up with a couple of years ago as I was prepping for an Ironman. And the prep piece, you find a blueprint, you find the playbook, right? You had to follow a playbook, and coach had in their X's and Y's and O's and Z's and all these different things, but you have to rep and rep and rep and rep and rep until you create those calluses. And then once you beat a team, or maybe you don't, maybe you're not even victorious, what do you got to do? You got to repeat, because you can't stay there. You want to win a championship in the league. You want to win a championship in life. You got to repeat, and you got to continuously do that over and over and over and over. And that's how you become that 0.01%. That's how you become a champion like D. Jones. I don't know if you ever won a championship, but you're a champion in my mind.
I didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't. But I definitely agree, man. I think that, again, it's literally goes back to your quote, right? Like talent is always gonna, it's, you know, when you work hard, it's always gonna overshadow talent. Everybody knows the kid from their hometown that shoulda, coulda, woulda, that was the most everything, that was this, and then, right, like 10 years later, it never manifested into what it could have been. And for several reasons, but a lot of it is just, once you can have two people, and we're seeing it today in children's sports, where, you know, usually the most athletic people, the most talented people were the ones that went off to play D1 football, basketball, all these sports. And now the playing field is a little even, because you have kids that are less talented, less athletic, but they're working 365, 24/7, right? They're working. And so they're catching up to these kids that are just talented and don't want to put in the work. And unfortunately, talent doesn't do the trick anymore, right? Like when I was coming out, you could have a 1.3 GPA, be talented, get a scholarship, right? Like now it's like, not college recruiters and coaches are coming in schools and like, hey, you got great talent, but you don't have the work ethic in the classroom, right? Like this kid, a little less talented, we probably got to do a little bit more coaching, but he's got a 3.5 and he can come play, right? Like we know exactly what we're going to get out of this person every single day, right? And so, yeah, it's just one of those things where for me, I wasn't the most talented athlete on my team. I wasn't the most athletic. There were guys that had way more talent than me that could have went on to do great things. But one of my things that I still say today is like, you're not going to outwork me. That's just one of the things, like you're not going to outwork me because I'm not going to quit. And I think a lot of times people give up on themselves too fast when things get hard. But you have to remember, there's always going to be roadblocks. There's always going to be things that hit you in the face that make you want to quit. But it's in that moment, right, that it's a choice. It's like in that moment, all right, this is everything that's happening around me says I should just quit this. It's whack. I haven't been to the gym in 2 days. I was sick. I had the flu, whatever the case may be. But it's like, nah, I'm going to make a choice, because every day is not going to be 1,000%. It's just not realistic. Every day you go to the gym, it's not going to be 1,000%. You're not going to feel great every time you're in there, but you're in there, right? Like you're in there. You're doing something. You're moving around. You're getting your blood pumping. But it's just on those days that you get better.
Mm-hmm. Boy, let's end it there. Woo!
Right. Dave dropping jewels in this piece, man. D. Jones dropping jewels, man. So I have to pause for the calls. Coach Eric is tuning in live and said he's a men's physique champion. He said, man, you know, you might not win an NFL championship, but you are a men's physique champion, according to Coach Eric.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Coach Eric, man.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. But no, so and I mean, let's talk about, man, because we kind of talked about this off air, man. The transition to becoming a bodybuilder. Yeah. You know, the like you mentioned, you know, translating that work ethic, translating that competitiveness. What was that like? What got you into it? And then, you know, just kind of talk about that road.
Man, got into bodybuilding in 2020, right? During the pandemic, everything was shut down. No gyms were open. Luckily, I had a few things at my house that I could, you know, that I could use to kind of stay in shape. I had life for me for a second. I was looking in the mirror like, this is not it. Like, right? Like, this wasn't it. And I was, for a while, I, you know, as a professional athlete, I'm like, I got my own workout plans. I can do this. I don't need a coach. Like, I know what it takes. But whatever I was doing wasn't working, right? I used to be, you know, and also I'm not 22 anymore, where I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted to eat and wake up, abs popping everywhere. And again, my body said, yeah, bro, not no more. You can't do that. So I didn't know much about nutrition. Shout out to Coach Eric, man. He's taught me so much. I've learned so much from him about, you know, just what I put in my body and how that, you know, results in the output. But like I said, got into bodybuilding 2020. I got into bodybuilding. I changed how I worked out, you know, and I never wanted to compete. But, you know, as I'm stuck in the house during 2020 and my body's beginning to change, man, for me, it's kind of you guys touched on this. It's like, all right, I've done these things, but what else? What's next? Right? What's next for me? And I said, well, the only way my body is going to know what's next is if I like sign up for a competition and I really like dial in. Cause I was like, I was kind of dialed in, really wasn't. I was like 75% there, still eating hamburgers, right? But my body was still changing. But I said, I really want to know how good I can be. Like, what does my body look like at its best? Because the reality is, as a professional athlete, obviously some guys are just genetically blessed, but you don't train like a bodybuilder, right? Like, as a professional athlete, you train. And football, it's all about explosion. It's all about power. It's not about high repetition and getting cuts and abs. But for me, it was like, man, I want to look good with my shirt off. I want to look good on the beach. Post an Instagram photo or two every now and then. But I knew that wasn't going to happen with the way I was working out and training. And so I said, I want to pick a show and really see how far I could go with this thing. And it was, for me, you know, Dwayne, we talked about this. It was like, all right, this is going one time, one and done, man. I'm one and done. But actually going to my first OCB show, man, the vibe was amazing. The hosts were amazing. The people that I met at the show, still talk to them to this day. It was great. But that competitive nature, getting on stage, is something like, let me pause here. Nothing's ever going to be like running out of an NFL tunnel, playing on Sundays in front of the lights, playing on Monday Night Football, millions of fans watching. Nothing can replicate that. But I do think, just for me, I even in the workplace, like my competitive nature always comes in, even if it's just me competing against myself. I want to know, because again, once I feel like get stagnant, it's over. Once I'm like, oh, I've arrived, right? Like, there's nothing more for me. Then, like, that's not a great place to be. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care, you know, your size, your weight, your height. Like, there's always another level to reach. And for me, I'm constantly trying to reach that level in every aspect and facet of life. So that's why bodybuilding for me is, it's one of the things, and I was talking to Coach Eric about this, who's my coach as well. Like, you can be your very best on stage Saturday and still lose, right? And that's why I love it, because even if you bring your very best, you still won, right? Like, you lost on the cards, you didn't get the first place, you didn't get the award, but if you beat your last self, you won, right? Like, that's a win. And so again, that's why I have this, it's always me versus me, right? Like, as long as you're better, because once you start comparing yourself, especially with social media, you can look on social media and see, you know, all these things, this person did this, this person lost 100 pounds in 36 hours. Like, I'm trying to do that same thing, right? Like, the reality is, again, it's kind of what I mentioned. Everybody wants the end result. Everybody wants this end goal. They want the glitz, the glamour, the awards, the notoriety. But if you tell everybody the amount of work that they're going to have to put in before they get to that, I don't think that people would, you know, MB or, you know, I don't think that people would sign up for. So for me, like I said, it's about that work, that journey part for me. I love it. I love the you know, the stage, the show day is great, but it's the competition and the discipline that has to go into the prep before you get to that. Because if you fail during that, doing that, you're already losing on show day. If you fail during the prep, if you don't put everything you have into the journey, the destination is not going to be worth it.
Oof. Let's end there. Hey, there's a couple moments I really wanted to segue, but you were on, you were on a hot streak there for a minute.
Oh, love it. Okay.
You're good. No, you're good. No.
But I'm over here taking notes, but the one thing that I heard right in the beginning of when you went on that hot streak was
right.
The controllable variables in life. Mm. And too often what happens is we allow the uncontrollable variables dictate where we go and who we become, like the distractions. I mean, there's distractions around any corner right. that you turn. There's influence in a negative way around any corner that you turn. And, you know, to have that, again, come back to that discipline piece and that hard work piece, that uncommon will, if you will, to stay driven, you know, and come back to that burn, that motive, that why, like that's what kept you focused on where you wanted to go. Now I want to fast forward to the end of that. Okay. So you're talking about a scoreboard, right? And you played in the NFL and everything's about the scoreboard. It's about the win column. Mm-hmm. It's about the Vince Lombardi trophy. But right. in life, winning in life is exactly what you said. Better than yesterday. Right. I don't have to get on the stage today. I just have to be better than I was yesterday. That might be 1%, that might be 5%, that might be 10%. As long as I'm striving to be myself yesterday, I'm winning. Period. And you talk about highway robbery, because comparison is the thief of joy. And that's exactly what you just said. I'm looking at Instagram and I want to lose 150 pounds in 36 hours. Boom. I take this pill and it's going to happen. And I see it happening on social media. So what do? Yeah. I go all in for one day and I'm burnt out by day two.
Yeah. It reminds me of something from my childhood, man. I remember when I got my license and I went to my mom. I was like, Mom, like I want a car, right? Like I want you to, you know, buy me a car. And obviously not a ton of money, but she could have helped me buy a car. But she told me something that I still live by to this day, which is wild. She said, if you buy it yourself, if you earn the money to buy your own car yourself, you're going to appreciate it and respect it so much more. And I mimic that to when you put in work, right? Like when you go through something and you really, really grind and then you get the intended result, right? Like the gratification at the end is so much better. Like, for example, I still have that first car that I bought when I was 15 years old. Right. And so for me, I think that when you fast track something, it's like if something is given to you, you don't really value it as much as something that you earn. Right. And that's just the reality of things. Right. Like when you know for sure, like, no, I put in the work. I earned this. I earned this promotion at my job. I earned it based off the quality and the body of work that I produced. They gave me a promotion. They gave me a raise, right? Like I earned this trophy at the end of the show. Why? Because I know for the last 6 months, I've been eating rice and chicken every single day, right? Like I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to the gym, putting in that sweat equity. And I think, you know, you keep mentioning discipline. The reality is you aren't born with that. It's not a characteristic that everybody wakes up with. And people think like, oh, you're so much more disciplined than me. Like, no, it's just that I desire it. I want it more. And that's what, and when you talk about any professional sport, any competition, right? Like who wants it more? Coaches say it all the time. Like, hey, when you're playing in the NFL, everybody's great, right? Like everybody runs a 4.3. Everybody's, you know, everybody's fast. Everybody's great. You're probably an all-star on your team. You're the best player that came to your team. And so when you're talking about two professional teams that are going up against each other, especially in basketball, it's on any given day, either team can win. You're seeing it right now with the NBA series, right? Like the Pacers and the Knicks, right? Knicks, I thought the Knicks were going to blow these guys out. Now the Pacers are like, no, we got something to say about that, right? But it's because you have two great teams with great athletes, and on any given day, anybody can show up and win. And that is just how life is, right? Like if you work harder than the next person, you're putting in this grind. Again, you still may not win, but again, you win against yourself. And that's the most important piece, because discipline is really a learned behavior, right? Like you don't learn discipline until there's an area in your life that you have to be disciplined in. And if you've never had to practice it, it's hard to just say, I'm gonna do something consistently, no matter how I feel, right? Like no matter how I feel or what life is throwing at me, like I'm gonna still do it. That's a tough thing to do, man, because the reality is it's so much easier to just not do it. It's so much easier to just to quit and say, I've been working out for a month. I've only lost 3 pounds. Like, this is stupid. I'm not doing it. Yeah, but then like it could be at that particular moment, like that next day, you're like, oh, my body's changing. It's going to do something that it's never done before. And that's just, you know, that's a fact. You, in order to get something you've never had, you got to do something you've never done before. And people keep, you know, insanity is keep trying to do the same thing over and over again and respecting different results. Like, you have to do something different. For me, it was changing the way I worked out. I got a whole back day. We don't, as a football player, you don't lift back. You don't do any, like a back day, right? Like an arm day. Like I never trained like that, right? But in order to become a professional bodybuilder, these were things that I had to, was it uncomfortable? Yes. But I always say, and I said this a long time ago, I don't know where I read it from, but it's growth happens when you become comfortable being uncomfortable. Because uncomfortability makes you do things like quit. But when you're comfortable and you're like, okay, cool, I already know that this is going to be weird. This is something challenging that I've never done before. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, out of my element, but I'm prepared for that. I know it, because when my body and my mind say, don't do it, that's when I need to do it. Right. But yeah.
What's in there? you just dropping, as Dwayne would say, jewel on top of jewel on top of jewel here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, having that discipline, and again, it's hard to explain where discipline comes from, because it's not something that's just given, or, you know, it's something that's earned, and it's almost like a roadblock in directly in front of you. And I get to that roadblock day in and day out. And most of the time, the average person will just turn around, go back to what they were doing before. Like you were saying, the insanity thing, like you can't expect the same thing over and over and over. And our big thing at Eager to Run right now is, which is the E2M sister company, is raise the bar somehow, some way, raise the bar. And that bar doesn't need to be raised exponentially day in and day out.
Right.
Again, just raise it this much, you know, get to that mental or physical roadblock and fight and fight. Right. And fight, you know, tomorrow ain't coming. I had a lady this morning on my workout. She said, I'll do this tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't guaranteed, baby. So that's right. All I got to say about that.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, D Jones, man, we're getting ready to transition, man. Before we do, I'm going to give you space, man, to anything you want to leave with the folks before we get on to this last segment.
Man, I would say, life is going to be there no matter, you know, life happens to everybody. There's going to be opportunities in life where you're doing something that it's going to be easier to quit than to keep going. But I would say don't quit, because you'll never know how good you can be if you don't get past that uncomfortable moment, right? Like for me, there's a couple of times I almost quit football. There's a couple of times I almost left school, and that would have not been great, right? Obviously, based on the end result. And so, whenever you're feeling like you want to quit, whenever you're feeling like this is not for you, whenever you feel in those moments where you just want to give up, remember your why. Remember your why.
I love it. I love it, man. Good stuff. All right, this is the end of the show, man, where we do our do you know or did you know moment. This is a fun fact that nobody knows, or very few people know. Ooh. Or you might not have said publicly.
Okay.
We are not liable for any incriminating comments disclosed on the show, but I'm gonna play a short video, give you a little time to think about what you want it to be. It's really short, so think fast. So here we go.
Do you know?
All right, the video's over, so I hope you're ready. What is the do you know or did you know thing about D Jones?
Do you know? Man, I am a great cook. I love to cook. I love to eat. I'm a foodie. So, you know, fitness for me is not just a love. It's a must have. I got to, you know, listen, man, I work out because I have to, man. And I work out because I love food. So yeah, that's something that not a lot of people know, man. They think, oh, you're just in shape. You know, man, listen, If it wasn't, listen, I could be on the other side of, it could be real ugly for me. So, man, food is my first love. I, you know, raised by Black women in the South, man. So, you know, had to learn to cook when I went off to college. And so food for me is, it's a comfort, not from an unhealthy standpoint, but again, it reminds me of family. It reminds me of camaraderie. It reminds me of home. So again, the weight of my heart is food, man. So, you know, that discipline piece for me is when I start prep, I have to literally go through my fridge and my cabinet and throw things away, because if not, you know, those hunger, Dwayne, you know, those cravings you get. Oh man, I got some Snicker bars. Like, nah, you gotta throw it away. Gotta throw it away for me. If I don't buy it, I don't try it. That's my motto. If I don't buy it, I don't try it. So yeah.
That's dope. All right, so that lets me know, one, you need to invite me over when I'm in town. I'm in town every other week. So let me know when it's going down.
Okay.
We'll come through. Man, that's super dope, man. We appreciate you sharing, man. This is a great episode. A lot of really good points. We're going to have a lot of really good clips from this, man, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day to do that. And B, man, close us out, big dog.
Hey, man, when this drops live, we'll be in week 4, and this is live right now in the E2M training group. So this is for the viewers. Get close to quitting. Think about quitting. Almost quit, but don't give up. Don't ever give up. See you guys.
And don't quit. Peace.
Don't quit. Yeah.